drop down to their knees, understand the reality. It doesn't even matter what anybody ever really thinks. An ego through the size of stakes, the efforts made, they seem too late. The power and the glory fades away when no one cares. And all alone, you knew you would paint someone like you could, to hang out with you and listen to you talk throughout the night. And when they drop down to their knees, I understand the realities. The fame and fortune ran out your side, we all knew it would. To yourself, uncomfortable, some you spoke out. Well, on your sleeve, what you're about. I guess the thought of sharing all your dirt makes you feel good. The problem is that no one cares. You keep on talking in the air, always trying to justify why you should be the king. When you're out of the light, and no one cares if you're inside, just tired of the bullshit that you.
CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, it's the Night Danger Radio Show, And it's episode 236, and we're recording from home. If you missed the top of the show, we got the COVID, and we're staying away from folks so they don't feel the same crappiness that we have the last few days. But I'm feeling pretty good now, man. I got a Tylenol in me, and I just drank a big old cup of tea. I've been drinking tea and apple juice like it's been going out of style. But and unfortunately, I'm pretty sure I got the dang COVID from the SOS Festival, but it was all worth it, folks. The SOS Fest was incredible. If you missed it, we kind of did a set there, try and catch you back up on what, in fact, you did miss. And a show of the year candidate for me so far was Pulley. It was my very first time seeing them. We played two in a row from them to end that set off. We just heard Hooray For Me. I say that a lot, actually. From Together Again For The First Time. And before that, from a record called The Golden Life, we heard You'll Be Lonely Someday. And man, unbelievable. Pulley, apparently, they were really, really happy. They played a one-off show. So Ninja Cat, I guess they flew them in for the show, and I thought they might go do a bunch of other Canadian dates like most bands do, but no, they went straight back to California, and apparently they were pretty stoked to play Winnipeg, and they're looking forward to coming back again. And I'll tell you, I'll be in the crowd, you know, as long as I'm around, as long as I'm not sick, as long as I'm not in some other place, I will be at that next Pulley show whenever that happens. It sounds like it will, for sure. Death Cassette before that, they killed it yet again. The second year in a row I saw them at SOS, and they destroyed it once again. We played a song called Deep Cut, which was a 7-inch single from 2019. And a band that I discovered at SOS Fest, which is a huge reason to go to these festivals. One, I mean, you get to see, like, I think it was $40 for a night, and you got to see five bands. And Black Mastiff from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, are a band that I'd never heard before, and they blew my mind. They were so good, and they were so good that I actually went out and bought their record called Loser Delusions. We heard a song from that record called Drowned by a Sound, and that came out in 2019 on Grand Hand Records. A band that I'm pretty familiar with, Trampoline, from Winnipeg before that. We heard Escher, which was a 7-inch single, released, what, 3 years ago or so? And they were excellent as usual and really different for, you know, not really your straight punk rock band, Trampoline. They're a little bit proggy and a little bit punky and a little bit metally and a little bit everything. And I love seeing them. They were excellent, and it was great to see them again. I'll have to go check them out whenever they're playing next, for sure. Another discovery of mine is One of Us from Winnipeg, and they came and blew my mind. We heard two in a row from them. We heard The Force from the self-titled 2022 record, which, by the way, is put out by a label out of Poland, I was told, by one of the band members, called Melodic Punk Style. So interesting that they got picked up by a Polish record company. And from that same record, we heard Stuck in a Ditch before that one. So, and off the top, a band that I kind of forgot about, and I apologize for that, but Mobina Galore. Fairly familiar with them, but man, I have not played them on the show in about, I don't think I've played them since the first year of the show, for crying out loud. So we had to play two in a row from them because they killed at SOS. We heard I Need to Go Home from a record called Don't Worry, their latest record, which came out in 2019 on New Damage Records. And from that same record, we heard Dig Myself Out. And again, yeah, Don't Worry is the latest record. So the news on Mobina is they're going to take a little bit of a break and hopefully come back stronger than ever, and which is a shame because now, of course, I want to see them again because, like I said, they were absolutely spectacular at the old SOS Fest. So wonderful stuff there. Lots of local yokels, and boy, I'm telling you, going to SOS reinforced just how awesome the local scene is getting. I mean, I thought it went on, it got off to a little bit of a slow start, you know, after the pandemic happened, which I think is fairly you know, reasonable to think about. I mean, I don't know if a lot of local bands were practicing a heck of a lot during the pandemic. I mean, for a while we couldn't, right? We we're all stuck in our own homes. But now that that everything's kind of back to normal, I mean, boy, oh boy, I am discovering new bands and rediscovering bands. And I got to say, the local Winnipeg music scene's booming now. It is killing it. So, yeah, we're going to have a really big concert and club report a little bit later on in the show. A bunch of new shows got signed on to come play Winnipeg, including a bunch of local yokel shows that are really exciting. And some international bands are coming now. And, man, things are looking up for the old Winnipeg music scene, that's for sure. So, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep going with the SOS Festival. I'm still buzzing about it. It's just amazing. But I've never seen, actually, I've never seen the Cancer Bats play, never mind Bat Sabbath, but that all changed at SOS, and they literally blew my head off. They were the loudest band of SOS by far. And they were the final band of the two-day SOS Fest, and they just blew my mind. They were incredible. Of course, Bat Sabbath playing all Black Sabbath cover songs. So, hey, listen, we're going to play a bunch of Black Sabbath and one Bat Sabbath song in this next mix. And then, you know what? We're going to come back, and we'll do a little bit of a CKW weather after that. So, but in the meantime, man, let's do a nostalgic Black Sabbath set here. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show. It's going till 3 in the morning. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Thank you. From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio. And yes, indeed, we are still on the air. Hey, it's about, it's approximately 1:42. Remember, we're doing this one from home because we got the COVID-19 for the third time. We've scored a hat trick on the COVID, but we're feeling pretty okay. Thank goodliness. Although I do know people right now who aren't feeling totally okay. They're feeling pretty sick because they got the COVID as well. So wishing everybody, you know, a speedy recovery. And yeah, mine, this third time with the COVID wasn't too bad. I think I was kind of sick for 3 days, and I'm still feeling a little whacked though, man, I gotta say. So this COVID thing's getting old and brutal, and it sucks that the variant is back, which I think is what got me, because I got a bunch of vaccinations, but didn't the COVID's good at dodging the vaxes, I guess. So anywho, but that was a good trip back in time, all inspired by the SOS Festival and the band Bat Sabbath, who are really aka the Cancer Bats, and they blew up the stage at the Park Theater for SOS Fest. That was awesome. That was incredible. One of the shows of the year for me, at least some of the candidates. Bat Sabbath's one, Pulley's another one, Black Mastiff's another one. I mean, Mobina Galore, it was so great. It was so great. But so thanks to Bat Sabbath, we had to do the Black Sabbath set there. We just heard Into the Void, one of my favorites, maybe, possibly my favorite Black Sabbath song of all time. I don't know. It changes all the time, though. That's a problem. So, but that's from Masters of Reality, 1971. Warner Music put that one out. We heard Supernaut before that from Volume 4, which came out in 72. Also, Warner put that out. And we actually heard Bat Sabbath before that with Children of the Grave. From the Bat Sabbath EP. That's the only Bat Sabbath release, as far as I know, to come out. And it's a good one. You should check it out. We heard Paranoid. We've never played Paranoid before on the show, so that's a first. And from the album Paranoid, of course, 1970, Warner put it out. And then two in a row from the debut record, simply titled Black Sabbath. We heard N.I.B., and that came out in 1970 as well, and that, again, was Warner. And off the top, we heard perhaps the scariest song, or one of the scariest songs I've ever personally heard in my life. We heard the song Black Sabbath from the album Black Sabbath, from the band Black Sabbath, 1970, and Warner, again, was the one that put that out. And can you imagine your debut record and the very first song you put on it is a masterpiece like that? Damn. So, incredible stuff, and man, I would suggest, I know the Cancer Bats hadn't toured as a Bat Sabbath for a while, but if you get another chance to see them, my goodness, it was worth the price of SOS Fest just to see Bat Sabbath, never mind all the rest of the incredible bands on that bill. So there you have it. Unbelievable. So we're going to leave the SOS Fest now. And what we got to do, because we're past the midway point of the Night Danger Radio, so it's time for CKW weather. CKW weather, whether you like it or not. And you know, it's actually, I'm recording this, pre-recording this on Monday night, and it is such a beautiful night tonight. Holy kishmoly. What is the temperature right now? It's actually 25 degrees out right now with the humidex. And this is in the evening time. The sun's going down here. But if you're listening to this live on Tuesday, September the 19th, technically Wednesday the 20th, but hey, we won't be picky. We're looking for a low of 10 degrees tonight with clear skies. When you get up on Wednesday to go to work, go to school, do whatever you got to do. It's going to be completely sunny and 23 above. At nighttime, it's going to remain clear and it's going to be 8 above. Not too bad. Thursday, the 21st of September, 22, mix of sun and cloud. At nighttime, though, it could give us a little chance of showers. It's 40%, and the low is a pretty comfortable 11 degrees. Heading into the weekend for Friday, the 22nd of September, 21, mix of sun and cloud. Again, nighttime could rain a little bit, 60% chance. And if we're looking forward to the full-on weekend, the 23rd of September already, my goodness. The high is 20, but there's a 60% chance of showers, so it looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy that day. And again, that 60% chance of showers hangs around into the nighttime, and we go down to a low of 11 degrees. So not too bad, not too bad. I don't know if that's above, if it's above normal right now or for this time of year or what the story is, but I'll take it, especially tonight. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So enjoy it while you can, folks. We know what's coming. It's getting there. It's getting there. The leaves are all changing. It's pretty beautiful outside to look at. And but we know what happens after autumn. Yeah. Yeah, the long, cold winter is upon us. So there you go. We won't talk about that yet, though. One thing that we kind of missed out on when we missed last week's show is we missed out on everyone going back to school. And now, for sure, everyone's back to school, whether you're putting your kids into kindergarten or grade one, like elementary school type style, or maybe your kids are in junior high or high school. That's all going on now. And yeah, university and college, Red River, all those things are up and at 'em. So I figure, you know what, we need to do like an edumacational music set. And so we put something together for you, and get ready, folks. It's time to get educated on one of our, I think this is our second or third edumacational set of all time here at Night Danger Radio. So sit back, pay attention, maybe get a notebook out, do some notes, see what you can learn here. It's CKUW. It is 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is late night radio from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for hanging in so late. Appreciate it.
One of nature's greatest wonders is the ability of the human ear to distinguish among the millions of sounds around us. Listen. Recognize those sounds? Surely. Each sound has a distinctive pitch, loudness, and quality. You will hear later how these characteristics are determined by the frequency, intensity, and form of sound waves in the air. Waves which your ears pick up and analyze. But first, let's investigate what causes sound. The source of every sound is a vibrating body. Take, for example, a drum. The vibrating drum head pushes against the air every time it moves outward. It shoves the air molecules against other air molecules, compressing the air. This compression moves away as the drum head moves inward, leaving a region where the air is slightly thinner than normal. On the next outward push of the drum head, another region of compression is formed and started on its way outward. We call these pulses of compressions and rarefactions pressure waves. As long as the drum head vibrates, pressure waves will be generated and sent through the air. When waves of sufficient strength reach your ears, they push on your eardrums, setting them to vibrating too. It's these vibrations which your brain interprets as sound. The sounds to which our ears respond may be classified as either music or noise. The sound of a harp, the song of a bird, even the sharp whistle of a tugboat, are usually quite pleasing to our ears. We call these and other sounds that have definite pitch, loudness, and tone qualities musical sounds. Musical sounds cause our eardrums to vibrate with more or less regular periodic motion. Viewed on an oscilloscope, they show wave patterns that are fairly smooth and repetitive. Other sounds, such as this, or this, are unpleasant. We call these sounds noises. Often, however, the distinction between noises and musical sounds is not sharp. For example, listen as we hit two blocks of wood together. Would you call that music or noise? Before you answer, let's hit several blocks of different length together. Obviously, that was a musical melody. And the xylophone is a musical instrument based on the principle that pleasant sounds can be produced by striking pieces of wood of different length. Here's another example. Listen to the unusual sounds commonly considered to be noises that are incorporated in this piece of music. You see, under certain conditions, many noises may be considered musical. Under other conditions, musical sounds may be considered noises. Apparently, one criterion for distinguishing between music and noise is whether we like it or not. If it disturbs us or is unwanted, the sound is noise. If it is desirable, the sound is music to our ears.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, we need its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot.
It is so hot that everything on it is a gas: iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is large.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside, and yet the sun is only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
About 93 million miles away. And that's why it looks so small.
And even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. The sun gives heat, the sun gives light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun come from the nuclear reactions of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace,
where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
What's a gem? How do you distinguish them? What's a gem and what's a rock? If you know the answer, knock. Now, rocks are made up of one or more minerals, and gems are certain kinds of rare and valuable rocks. There are different kinds of rock. Think of some before you knock. Do you know some kinds of rock? Scratch your head and give a knock.
Granite,
sandstone,
marble,
slate,
shale,
limestone,
flint, obsidian,
feldspar.
Good, that's enough for now.
How are the rocks formed?
Well, some rocks, like obsidian, were formed from lava that came from erupting volcanoes. And other rocks, like shale and sandstone, were deposited in layers by rivers and on the seashore. Other rocks, like slate, were formed in the earth by great heat and pressure.
Rocks and gems and minerals, rocks and gems and minerals. Anyone can have some fun with rocks and gems and minerals.
Iron is a metal, you see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on, come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to our friends, the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Neon's a gas that lights up the sign for a piece of place. The coins that you pay with are copper, nickel, and zinc. Silicon and oxygen make concrete, bricks, and glass. Now add some gold and silver for some pizza place class. Come on, come on and meet the elements. I think you should check out the ones that call the elements.